So this is the continuation. This is part three going into is the custom of Christmas biblical? So bear with me. We're going to go right into it after we established that the Messiah, his whole process of being born was a natural childbirth. It wasn't, by the angels. It wasn't by the Holy Spirit, as Christians will believe. They'll believe in the Immaculate Conception, which we call it the Immaculate Deception, because we reading in the Bible that, there are certain scriptures that let us know that the Messiah was born in the natural process of how we're all born on this earth through having parents, and through the whole process of conception. So let's go back to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16, and it reads, For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. So the Messiah, he didn't take on a form of angels. He wasn't born by an angel. That would be adultery. Because Mary, she had a husband. She was engaged. She was espoused to Joseph. So if scripture says he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. So he's from the seed of Abraham, the lineage. So let's go into the Strong's, because we gotta look up these root words. That's how we're able to establish, the true meaning of these, of the words, the translation of English, going into the Bible. So this is the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16. So we're going into the Blue Letter Bible. That's an excellent, application, study guide, because in the Blue Letter Bible, you can look up the Hebrew words and the Greek words, and it'll also give you the pronunciation. So I'll read it again. This is the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 16. For verily he took not on him of the nature of angels. Okay. So let's break these words down. So let's go into the word angels, which is G32.
Strong's G32, angelos, angelos.
That's how you say it in the Greek. It says a messenger, envoy, who is sent, an angel, a messenger of God. So he didn't take on the form of an angel, because a lot of people will believe that the Messiah, they believe that he wasn't human. But he was. He didn't take on the form of an angel. He took on the form of a man. So let's go into the word seed. So
Strong's G4690, sperma. Sperma.
Which, when you already know what that means. It's that's the pronunciation or the transliteration is sperma. So he took on the seed of Abraham. So that means from which a plant germinates the seed, the grain or kernel, which contains within itself the germ of the future plants. Let's go further. It says the semen virile. So, it basically means semen. So from the seed of Abraham, It says the product of the semen, seed, children, offspring, progeny, family, tribe, posterity. So the Messiah, he come from the seed or offspring, progeny, family, tribe of Israel. You notice that you hear the word the children of Israel. That's the lineage of Israel, the Israelites. Divine energy of the Holy Spirit operating within the soul by which we are generated. So the Holy Spirit, which the Messiah received, you know, as a child. He had the Holy Spirit. So yeah, so the Messiah, he wasn't born of like a supernatural method. So let's see, where it talks about angels don't marry, because the angels, they're a spirit. So ain't no angels is going to be, you know, down here on earth having sex. That's that lie and false doctrine of the angels. You know, land with the women of the earth. When you go into, the account of the flood. And so you get people that believe that it was angels that came down to earth mating with women, you know, the literal angels. That's false doctrine. So this is the book of Mark chapter 12, verse 25. And it reads, "For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as angels which are in heaven." So when people go back up to the spirit world, they're not married. They're not given into marriage. So in the spirit world, people up there ain't married, man. They're not having sex. They're not, you know, they don't have like earthly relationships. That's here on earth. But in the heavens, they are, you know, people, they go back up to the spirit world. So they go back into that spirit form. They're spirits, you know, so they're like as angels, which are in heaven. All that other nonsense that we were taught in Christianity is not biblical. You know, it is not biblical. So we established that, you know, the Messiah, he was born through, you know, through natural methods, you know, and then also, you know, he came to save his people from their sins, you know. And also we established that angels do not have sex with women on the earth. That is false doctrine. So let's go. Let's see. So I'll just reference the book of Matthew chapter 2, which is going into how Herod wanted to kill the Messiah. And this is, you know, this is the account of when the Messiah was born, the wise men and so forth. So again, Christmas is kind of wrapped up, so to speak, in the account of the Messiah's birth, but it's not biblical. it's not, you know, it is not a holiday or official holy day that's of the Lord. It is a pagan custom. So let's go into the origin of Christmas. Because you'll find out that it's actually a paganistic custom, and it stemmed from many different pagan rituals. So let me get a little bit more specific. Pagan customs of Christmas, because you can trace it all the way back to Nimrod, you know, but it's many different cultures. That are intertwined into Christmas. So bear with me. I'm looking at a few, and then I'm gonna go into the scriptures. So this let's see. Bear with me. That's one thing about this Google, man. I'm finding out that a lot of the stuff that I be trying to look up, it's hard for me to find certain things, man. So I'm gonna just do. This search engine is straight up Bootsy. That's a like a Missouri word, Bootsy. So anyways, this is on a Wikipedia. So Christmas, one of the paganistic customs is during the what's known as the winter solstice. So that goes all the way back to the Romans. So let's see how much time I got. So right here, this is in Wikipedia. So you can go to wikipedia.org and look up Christmas. So right here it says December the 25th was the date of the winter solstice in the Roman calendar. A late 4th century sermon by Saint Augustine explains why this was a fitting date to celebrate Christmas nativity. Hence, it is what he was born on the day which is the shortest in our earthly reckoning, and from which consequent days began to increase in length. He therefore bent low and lifted up us, chose the shortest day, yet the longest, whence light begins to increase. So it goes all the way back to the Roman culture of the winter solstice. That's why Christmas is on December the 25th, because there is no actual proof that the Messiah was born December the 25th. You can't find that. But you can find the winter solstice in other cultures. So it says the winter solstice, also called hymnal solstice or hibernal solstice, occurs when either the earth's poles reach its maximum tilt away from the sun. It says this happens twice yearly, once in each hemisphere, northern and southern. So that is what the winter solstice mean. And the Romans, they were celebrating that. It was in the Roman calendar. Let's see. So let's go into Saturnalia, because that is one of the Saturnalia, which is also during that time period of the winter solstice. So this is from history.com, ancient Roman Saturnalia. So this is really the origins of Christmas. And, you know, like the Edomites, you know, worshiping their false gods, and how it's intertwined with Christmas. Because remember, the Edomites, you know, the Romans, they're really the ones that kind of brought in the modern form of Christianity, the worship of it. So it says, Saturnalia, the most popular holiday of the ancient Roman calendar, going back to what we read about the Roman calendar, derived from the old farming related rituals of midwinter and the winter solstice. So Saturnalia is linked to the Roman calendar and winter solstice. We just read, you know, about the definition of the winter solstice. It's just the winter solstice. It says, especially the practice and offering of offering gifts and sacrifices to the gods during the winter sowing season. So it was an ancient pagan Roman custom or worship of sacrifices and offering gifts. That's why you got the whole gift given during Christmas. Now, when you go into the custom of, which is our biblical custom of the Feast of Lights, which is also known as Hanukkah or Hanukkah, during that time period, which is biblical, you have gift giving. You know, that is to commemorate the rededication of the temple, and how Judas Maccabees and his brothers in the armies of Israel ran the Greeks out of Israel, which the Greeks were sacrificing swine's flesh, and they were worshiping their false gods like Zeus in the temple. They defiled the temple. But Christmas is linked to the ancient Roman calendar, and then also the rituals of midwinter and the winter solstice. And it's the practicing of offering gifts or sacrificing to the gods during the winter sowing season. So people are actually, when they are participating in Christmas, they're actually unknowingly worshiping false gods. They're not worshiping the God of the Bible in spirit and in truth. It says the pagan celebration of Saturn, the Roman god of agriculture and time, began as a single day, but by the late Republic, 133 to 31 BC, it had expanded to a week-long festival beginning December 17th on the Julian calendar, which the Romans used at the time. The winter solstice fell on December the 25th. And you see how these pagan customs, they try to mimic the custom of the Feast of Lights, because during the Feast of Lights, it is an 8-day feast celebration, you know, of, you know, the Israelites conquering the Greeks. But you notice that the winter solstice fell on December the 25th. It says during Saturnalia, working businesses came to a halt. Just like how during Christmas time, a lot of businesses are closed down. It says schools and courts of law closed, and no normal social patterns were suspended. So just like here in Babylon the Great, which America is the revised Roman Empire, we read that in the scriptures in the part one, going into that beast with the deadly wound and was healed. That's talking about the Roman Empire going out of power and then reliving through America, you know, which is the revised Roman Empire, also the NATO and EU. So the same system is set up, because during December the 25th, schools are out, the courts are out, you know, courts of law. Everything is shut down. It says people decorated their homes with wreaths and other greenery. So that's why you get your wreaths, you know, on the door. That goes back to Roman pagan customs. It says, and shed their traditional togas in favor of colorable clothes known as synthesis. And you notice that during the time of Christmas, people wear what? Those colorful sweaters. They call them ugly sweaters. You'll notice that people wear all of those just loud colors. I'll read that again. It says, and shed their traditional togas in favor of colorful clothes known as synthesis. Even slaves did not have to work during Saturnalia. And we're likened to us slaves in this society. So our people may not have to work on Christmas. You know, some people may have to, but some businesses are shut down. Hell, on my job, we're shut down on Christmas. So we're still in captivity. It says, but are allowed to participate in festivities. Don't that sound familiar? Our people during Christmas, when they're not at work, they're going to be participating in festivities. They're going to be having Christmas parties. They're going to have get-togethers, you know, get-togethers with their family, you know, singing Christmas songs, giving each other gifts, you know, got a Christmas tree in the house. And that's not biblical. It says, but allowed to participate in festivities. In some cases, they set at the head of the table while their master served them. So you hear in this, you're listening, and you see how the slaves were basically, in so many words, they weren't treated. You know, how should I say? I want to say this word right. They were given a certain treatment, but they were still slaves. But that's not the slavery that the real Jews went through, which are the so-called Negroes here in America. Because during the time of slavery, you might have slaves that were able to go to different plantations, or they were able to have little celebrations or whatever like that. But hell, that's the transatlantic slave trade, and chattel slavery was the worst slavery on the planet. But nonetheless, you can see the comparison, you know, how slaves were, you know, as it says, they were served by their masters. It says, instead of working, Romans spent Saturnalia gambling, singing, playing music, feasting, socializing, and giving each other gifts. So the Romans, they were wilding out. It says, wax taper candles called cerei were common gifts during Saturnalia to signify light returning into the solstice. So that's where you get those candles, those red candles, you know, the wax candles that people have, which, you know, also go into like the mistletoe, carolyn and stuff like that. That's all linked to Saturnalia. It says Romans spent Saturnalia gambling, singing. So they were you know, going around singing, and you really get into the history of it, man. It was sick, man. They were just having, you know, they were having orgies. They were, you know, getting drunk. It was just a really sick and and just a, you know, a, an abomination, man, what they were doing. It says on the last day of Saturnalia celebrations known as Sigillaria, let me get the pronunciation of that, because I never heard that word before. Sigillaria. I think that's how you say it. Let me look that up right quick. Salakia, for mispronouncing that word. That's a hard word for me. Let me see if I can. See if I can. Sigillaria pronunciation. Bear with me. I'm going to get the pronunciation of it. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see if I can get. See how much time I got. I'm gonna try to not make this a longer. Sigillaria. I'll just leave it at that. Sigillaria. I think that's how it's pronounced. But nonetheless, let's go back to it. It says, known as Sigillaria, many Romans gave their friends and loved ones small terracotta figurines known as Sigillaria, Sigillaria. Which may have referred back to the older celebrations involving human sacrifices. Damn. So it goes back to human sacrifices. It says Saturnalia was by far the jolliest Roman holiday. The poet, Catullus famously described it as the best of times. So riotous were the festivities that the Roman author Pliny reported built a soundproof room so that he could work during the raucous celebrations. So it was a time where people, they were just wilding out. It says, constructed in the 4th century AD to replace an earlier temple, the Temple of Saturn in Rome served as a ceremonial altar of the later Saturnalia celebrations. On the first day of the festivities, a young pig would be often be publicly sacrificed at the temple, which was located in the northwest corner of the Roman Forum. So they were sacrificing of swine's flesh, which is not biblical. The swine is unclean. It says the Christian holiday of Christmas especially owes many of its traditions to the ancient Roman festivals. So you see how Christmas is linked to the ancient Roman festival of Saturnalia. It says the Bible does not give a date for Jesus' birth. In fact, some theologians have concluded he was born probably born in the spring, as suggested by references to the shepherds and the sheep in the nativity story. So if there is no record of the Messiah being born on December the 25th, why are people celebrating? And we know that it's a pagan holiday. We just established that it is paganistic, and the Lord, he's not pleased with it. So I'm going to end the lesson, and I'm going to do one more because I got to go into the Christmas tree. So going to be a part 4.